A reading from Mark 3:23-27. So Jesus called them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he can rob his house.
I want to take this in a different direction for a second. You've written a book called The Authority Encounter, and it talks about kingdoms. It talks about the kingdom of God, but it also talks about Satan's counterfeit kingdom. This is not exactly talking about this, because Jesus is saying a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. But I'd just love you to talk about this idea of kingdoms.
Well, this was the core of Jesus' message. John the Baptist gives foresight of it coming. But Jesus says when he comes on the scene, the kingdom of God is near. And repeatedly he's giving parables of the kingdom. Using yeast and the mustard seed, something very subtle and barely seen that one day you turn around and it's this big movement. He even uses this declaration that the kingdom is advancing with force in its subtle way. And it was this kingdom that was now, but it was not yet the full force of it. And so you were to ask the Lord to continue to seek the kingdom. Way to think of the kingdom is simply the rule of God, the way he designed things. And so when Jesus is speaking about the kingdom, though the people in that day were hoping for a geopolitical kingdom to chase the Romans out, what he was saying is a new rule is coming from God. And we've looked at some of the ethics of that rule in the past and the great teachings that Jesus gave. And you're going to participate in reestablishing that rule of God, his reign, overturning the brokenness of the kingdoms of this world with a better kingdom in which God is at the front.
One of the ways you describe this is God had, for somebody that's accepted Jesus, God has deputizes them.
Absolutely,
he gives them authority to go out into the world and to forcefully spread the kingdom.
It's very similar to that aspect. You get a badge, you're deputized, you become Barney Fife in the kingdom of God, and you get to go and operate in the flow of his authority. You can't do things other than his design, in the same way that an ambassador can only represent the government that's behind him. But once you come into relationship, he's actually expecting you to take on deputy role, that you would be involved in partnering with him in bringing his reign, his rule, into this earth. Now, some people get scared of that because they think reign and rule, that's subjugating other people. No, the way Jesus reigns and rules is through servanthood. And I think of the great words of the mystic, I think it was Bernard de Clairvaux, who said, if you want to rule like Jesus, it won't be with scepter and crown, it will be with towel and basin. And that's how Jesus rules, comes serving. And that is the rule of God being reestablished.